Jack Hewitson has been the harbour master at Port Phillip Bay for over 15 years. He has seen many changes in the district and was at the celebration of July 1851 when the Port Phillip district separated from New South Wales and became the colony of Victoria. In that time, he has guided many ships safely through the heads into Corio and Hobson's Bay, and he has had first-hand experience of the rush for gold. It was like a forest of masts, as far as you could see. Sailing boats laid anchor in the bay. Sailors reckoned they could do better than £2 a month, so they jumped ship and headed for the gold fields. In fact, what always struck me was that so many types of men from the four corners of the earth were lured by that great lottery of nature, gold. On the gold fields, Jack was good as his master, and it was a simple matter of luck who'd strike it rich. Never tempted myself. Had a good life on the boats. I like to stay by the water. Charles Latrobe arrived in 1839 to become the superintendent of the district. He was a very clever man, good heart, and a great sense of duty. I read in the newspaper that he believed he had come to found a mighty empire. An empire built on the sheep's back, we all thought, and by 1850 there was nearly 80,000 settlers in the district. Them squatters had claimed all of the land for their sheep runs. They say it was some of those Americans who'd been at the Californian rushes, saw the similarity in the terrain and found gold. Latrobe was wary of them, though. They'd had their independence from Great Britain since 1776, and he feared they'd be pushing for republicanism. Well, the population nearly tripled in only a few years, and the pastoralists weren't keen to share their land. Latrobe struggled to cope with the needs of all his people, so he introduced the license fees in August 51 to pay for services. One chap I greatly admire is that John Humphrey, a Welshman. I first met him when he stood at the wheel with me as I brought his ship up the channel into Hobson's Bay. He's an educated man, a great thinker, and he has a peaceful calm about him. He's a Chartist. He believes the voice of the common man should be heard and that everyone has a right to a vote. He gave me a book by a new writer, fellow called Charles Dickens, who reckons that all of us should be treated with dignity. I met that Peter Lawler too. He had the passion of the Irish about him. Years of persecution at English hands, and now, on Gorta Moor, thousands of Irish are dying every day while corn and beef are still being shipped to England. That's what he told me. On Gorta Moor is Irish for the Great Famine. I'm always picking up news from the sailors down at the docks. That's where I heard about that famous general, Giuseppe Garibaldi, fought in the Italian Wars of Independence. Oh, terrible trouble and hardships there. We supported Garibaldi and his men, took up a collection of funds and sent them over to help with the struggle for justice and democracy. As I said, men came from the four corners of the earth, and many had left troubled times in the country of their birth. Latrobe knew these immigrants were politically restless, and he was fearful. Latrobe resigned, and I sailed him out the bay aboard the Golden Age on the 6th of May, 1854, to return to England.